Welcome to Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you along your way. A man was passing a large department store and followed a sudden impulse to speak to the owner. He said to the owner, "I've talked about carpets and beds and furniture, but never my business with you. Will you give me a few minutes?" Being led into the private office, the man took out his New Testament and directed his attention to passage after passage, urging the owner to become a Christian. Finally, the tears began to roll down the man's cheeks. The owner said, "I'm 70 years old. I was born in this city, and more than 100 ministers and 500 officers of various churches have known me in a business way. You are the only man who has ever talked to me about my soul."
Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take His offer of salvation through. This could be it, my friend. If you but knew God's final call, God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din, God's final call?
Apostle Peter wrote, "First, I want to remind you that in the last days there will come scoffers who will do every wrong they can think of and laugh at the truth. This will be their line of argument." So Jesus promised to come back, did he? Then where is he? He'll never come. Why, as far back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the first day of creation. They deliberately forget this fact, that God did destroy the world with a mighty flood, long after He had made the heavens by the hand, by the word of His command, and had used the waters to form the earth and surround it. And God has commanded that the earth and the heavens be stored away for a great bonfire at the judgment day, when all ungodly men will perish. But don't forget this, dear friends, that a day or 1,000 years from now is like tomorrow to the Lord. And remember why He's waiting. He's giving us time to get His message of salvation out to others. God's final call. We never know when it will come. We urge you to be ready. If you're not ready now, get ready. God has given us His word to help us to prepare. Then, help others to get ready. Remember the verses? Remember why He's waiting. He's giving us time to get His message of salvation out to others.